T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Minnesota Twins lost last night to the New York Yankees 9-6. The night before, they gave up 8 runs. So that's 17 runs in 2 games. They'll try to right the ship tonight. The Gerrit Cole versus Josh Donaldson matchup was really not much. Donaldson 0-for-3, struck out twice, and away we go. Joining us on the Shift Real Estate Hotline, the one and only Bernie Williams of New York Yankee fame, and boy, heart and soul guy there. When they were beating the Twins in the early part of this century and this decade. Bernie, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for having me.
Now you know, we saw this thing with Josh Donaldson and Gerrit Cole last night. Donaldson accuses him of doctoring the ball, et cetera. What's your take on that whole thing? I'm sure you've been asked about it a number of times. Was, you know, do pitchers doctor the ball, and what's the proper recourse?
Well, I mean, I might not be the right guy to answer this because I might be a little bit biased to the offense side of the game.
Just a little.
I think, you know, I've been putting some thought into this, and I know that over time, you know, before we were born, you know, that this game has been played for 100 years plus. And I am sure that every generation of players have come up with something to make themselves, you know, to have that edge. Some of this stuff has been passed along, you know, through generations, you know, from the older players to the newer players, and so on and so forth. And I think, I think maybe the one thing that they need to do, it might be the Players Association or Major League Baseball, have all the players and have a conversation about what are the things that they would consider to be, I guess, for lack of a better expression, socially accepted, or, you know, accepted in the game as things that you could do. The whole notion of throwing the ball and hitting the ball, I mean, sounds simple enough, but there's a lot of things that come with that, you know, with your confidence, your mindset, and all this, like, ancillary things that a lot of it may be placebo, you know, something that will make you feel that you're even more prepared. And that placebo, that mindset could do wonders for you as a player because, as we all know, as Yogi Berra put it, 50% of the game of baseball is 80% mental.
That's right.
Having this sort of mindset where you think that you do have an edge, you know, psychologically and using some of this stuff, I think that they have to get together and maybe have some sort of a discussion to see what are these things that are going to be used, you know, are acceptable to use in the game. Maybe just have that part of the game sort of revisit and reimagine as well as any other part that, you know, we are rethinking about the game of baseball in this day and age.
Bernie, you're going to perform the national anthem today. And for people that don't know, you're quite a guitar player, and you're doing it as part of the Breathless campaign to raise some awareness. Explain what the Breathless campaign is and what you're doing this afternoon.
Well, the Breathless campaign is an initiative by Boehringer Ingelheim, which is a pharmaceutical company out of Germany, to educate and empower others to think that may have the rare lung disease that took my dad's life away. This rare lung disease is known as IPF, or idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. I've been teaming up with this company for about 3 years, since 2017, trying to raise awareness about this rare lung disease, knowing that I'm doing something to give back to the community that I live in, and to pay tribute to my dad, because he was my hero and he was the one that taught me the game of baseball and actually taught me how to play guitar, in my early years. I think most importantly is to raise awareness about IPF, idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. And to that effect, I am just kind of running around, informing and trying to educate people and leading them into these informative websites that will have information. Because a lot of these symptoms that are attributed to IPF or idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis are things that are misunderstood and maybe misdiagnosed, thinking that there are other things, all these respiratory illnesses like COPD and asthma and things like that. So it's very, very, very important that people that may think that they may have this, which is, some of the symptoms are so common, like coughing, a dry, persistent cough that doesn't go away, going through a flight of stairs and feeling tired, this sort of fatigue that all of a sudden is happening more often than not. Some of these things could be symptoms of IPF, and we're just encouraging people to go as soon as they can to their doctor to be diagnosed so they can rule out IPF and maybe some people that they may know or some relatives or friends that may experience this, just to be a resource for them.
Last question. We only got about 45 seconds left, Bernie, but I remember watching you during the playoffs covering the Twins when they played so many times at Yankee Stadium, and you'd go out there and take center field, and this love affair that you had with the Yankee fans out in the center field seats, and I thought, what is that like for Bernie Williams every day to run out there and to have these people behind him, and you could see the connection. In the last 30 seconds, what was that like for you to have that connection with the Yankee fans in center field and to be a part of that?
I think it was really amazing for me. I think, I was kind of like in the midst of that whole process when the center field, we call them the bleacher creatures. They would call out my name first, and then they would go all through the lineup, just kind of like, saying their name. And the players were supposed to acknowledge them. That was the thing.
Yep.
There was this little communication and connection that we had with these fans, and they were the loyal fans. The guys that would come in day in and day out and root for us. So it was just incredible to have that connection with the fans. And I think, it really made my career a lot better, but a lot honest too, because those guys can turn on you as quick as well.
Even on their own, huh?
Oh, my God. Yeah. So I think as a player, he was great. Keep you honest, keep you playing hard, and knowing that you have to be accountable to these people that would, like, really, really invest a lot of their emotional, state in the game, and it was great to play for them.
Yeah. Bernie, thank you so much. Keep up the great work on the Breathless campaign. Keep playing that guitar. Enjoy it very much. Thank you for giving us some time today.
All right, man. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Bernie Williams, former New York Yankee, great, going to play the national anthem at the Minnesota Twins game tonight that you'll hear right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We'll wrap up this version of the morning news when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.